This is Independence Week, Independence Day on Thursday, and I look always to have a youth message in the bulletin because since COVID, we don't have that many youth attended anymore. It's sad, but if we're seed planters, we keep planting seeds, and every once in a while, a youth or two will show up, so we always want to be prepared. But if we're all young in heart, like me, we need a message that is down to childlike level. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all the little children." And he's talking about us. No matter how old you are, you're one of God's children. So this is a weekend and a holiday that we will celebrate. And I think most of us know that it will be July the 4th. And today, when we as the United States becoming its own free country, along with its trials and tribulations, but thank God for the people, what we call the founding fathers, that put together and said, "Okay, King of England, you know, we can't take this anymore, so we're going to declare our independence," and we did. But think about it. Then some years later, we had to fight them again, the War of 1812. More about that later. But the American flag was created 200 plus years. I don't remember the exact date that it was created, but the person who created the American flag just didn't choose any old color. The person designed it. For instance, the colors of the flag were very important. Now, the gold fringe wasn't part of the original flag. Isn't that beautiful? Old Glory. So, looking at the colors, the blue area stands for justice, which means fairness and doing what is right and true. And the purity of the white and also represents good qualities. And the qualities that God wants each of us to live by, and the only way that our country is going to have courage, purity and justice of each one of us decides to live that way. It's like having a personal relationship with God. It's like being an American, how we want to live, and it's our choice. We can do it. So we want to pray, and we ask God to show us how to live our lives with courage and reflect on the colors. Now, this one here, we don't talk much about it. You know what it is? Christian flag. It's also red, white, and blue. So the colors in the white field and the red in the cross symbolizing Jesus shed blood on Calvary. And the blue represents the baptism waters. And the And the white represents purity, the purity of Christ. Lost my train of thought. So anyhow, we have these flags, and they are, we don't worship the flag, we don't worship the Christian flag, we don't worship the flag, but it is a symbol of our freedom. And men and women died serving this flag, and guess who died serving this flag, which puts us as part of the Christian community, that was Jesus. Both shed blood for freedom. I think that's pretty neat on this holiday. Now, did you know the national anthem wasn't always the Star Spangled Banner? It was other ones. And I think you're going to sing which one? God Bless America? American Beauty. Anyhow, there was a lot of songs that was in running for the national anthem. Some we didn't, but then originally the national anthem was declared as the Star Spangled Banner. And the tune to the Star Spangled Banner was really a drinking song. You got to remember years ago in the pubs and all that, you know, they did a lot of singing when they were drinking and carrying on. So, but the words really is what is important. Now we all know, "Oh, say, can you see?" But do you know the last verse of the Star Spangled Banner? Well, I'll tell you. Let me open it up here. This is out of the Cokesbury Hymnal, by the way. There's a lot of wonderful old songs in the Cokesbury Hymnal. Verse 4. "Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their love of homes and the wondrous bliss with victory and peace, may the heavens rescind the land. Praise the power that hath made us and preserved us as a nation. Then conquer we must, and when our cause be just, but this is where I believe it, and this is what it says, and this be our motto: in God we trust, and the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Our motto is in God we trust. We have drifted away from that, but you can't drift away from God, because God's Spirit is always alive and well, and no matter how much people want to tear it down, and hey, He's still on the throne. All right.